EAGLES. Eagles.
And welcome in, everybody, to a Tuesday edition of Birds 365 here on Jacob Sports. I'm your host, Sandra Krause. That's my co-host, Johnny Mack, John McMullen. Got a full show here for you planned. J-Mack, how you doing on this Tuesday morning, my friend?
Oh, still recovering from that Sixers. I don't know what you want to call it, but yeah, it wasn't.
That was an ass beating, John.
Woo, woo. Talk about an ass beating, boy. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'll tell you what. I don't like this deferring Tyrese Maxey early in the game. I mean,
this is my biggest problem with Joel Embiid coming into these games and getting the ball more. Tyrese can't play the same, John, when Joel's standing at the top of the key like that.
That's like, look at what Jalen Brunson did to that team in the first 8 minutes while Tyrese Maxey isn't shooting the basketball.
Now, yep.
You're probably not going to win the game anyway because he was just insanely good. That is a great player, Jalen Brunson, but you got no shot. If your best scorer is basically handcuffed, and I wish I covered the Sixers like I used to, because I would love to ask that question of Nick Nurse. I'm like, you can't operate like this. That's why you have these 40-point losses when they lose games. Look, if he gets people involved early, and if Joel's got it, if Paul George, somebody, Kelly Oubre, somebody else has it, VJ. They didn't have it yesterday. And then the game's over by the time he's trying to shoot the ball in the second quarter. Insanity to be to play that way.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That was an ugly game, Johnny Mac. It almost looked like they gave up in the third quarter because they were just getting their ass beat. So,
oh, they did. Well, yeah. They never play bench players, and they just loaded, they gave. But hey, one loss is one loss, whether you lose by one or 40. So,
yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's the type of loss that's a little bit demoralizing, in a way. And I'm with you 100% on Tyrese Maxey. Flyers also lost in overtime last night. Did the Phillies also lose last night? I'd have to go.
The Phillies won.
Phillies won. All right. Baseball, so it wasn't a clean sweep. It wasn't a clean sweep for Philly last night.
They won 1-0, I believe.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
So. But regular season baseball doesn't have the same kick as postseason basketball or postseason hockey. So disappointing. Flyers disappointing because they had a 2-0 lead.
Yeah,
couldn't put it away. Sixers just got boat raced. They got boat raced.
Yeah, it was horrible. They lost by almost 40. I was watching it all the way to the end, and I stopped paying such close attention to the television after. Halfway through the third quarter. But all right, Johnny Mac, good stuff today, man. I want to thank everybody for being here today. We'll start it off with a nice super chat. Purpose isn't passing. That's one of my favorite names in the chat, John. Purpose isn't passing. Obviously, a nod to quarterback one, Jalen Hurts. He says this, Big Z, a.k.a. Kango Krause. Welcome back. Thank you, brother. Johnny Mac, a.k.a. Johnny Logic. Good morning, fellas. Good morning, my man. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the super chat. Hope you are doing well today. Johnny Mac, we got to start it up with Big Dom gets a contract extension.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles and also John Ferrari. Tell us the latest in the front office, John. They've lost a couple of guys here, and they lock a couple more down that they've had in the building, obviously, too. Two meaningful names, two valuable names to this organization. What do you make of it, John? What do you know about it?
Obviously, Big Dom wasn't going anywhere. He's become sort of his own brand. Such an interesting story of just, what he does and what he means to the organization. And he's sort of a jack of all trades. Yeah, he does security, but he also does logistical things. He's game day coaching operations, keeping everything copacetic on the sidelines, or at least trying to after the one incident. Those are his literal jobs, including, assistant to the GM. So, he's got so much in his job title. He's got the longest job title in the history of the world. John Ferrari is the lesser known of the two assistant GMs, I would say, with Alec Halaby. Alec just left. So you get one of them back, and we'll see if they promote somebody to Alec Hallaby's job. So they lost Alec. They lost Brandon Johnson, who's their cap guy, their contract negotiator, and they Bryce Johnson. And they lost Jeff Scott, who's a pro personnel guy, both of them to Atlanta. But over the years, I mean, the guy who hired him, Ian Cunningham, that's when they made the move. When they lost that cluster of people, Ian Cunningham, Brandon Brown, Catherine Raich, at the time, they for the first time, Howie gave out that assistant GM title to two people, Alec Hallaby and John Ferrari. So, you know, if you look at the past few years, Alec was the one getting interviews around the league. John's mainly, you know, the football compliance expert is what you would say, the rules expert. But he does a lot of other stuff as well. It's a wider encompassing job, but that's his sort of background. So it's good. I mean, you know, anytime you lose so many executives in the, as the Eagles have had over the past half decade or so, you get two guys who've been here for a long time and get them locked into contract extensions.
Good stuff there. Happy to have Big Dom here for the stat. And like you mentioned, I don't think anybody thought he was going. John, what exactly does it mean when he is the senior advisor to the general manager? I know that they had to make a coaching title for him when the incident happened on the sideline so that he could stay on the sideline. But what exactly does it mean to be the senior advisor to the general manager when you have assistant general managers and all these different things? Is that just kind of a
cheers title,
big Domism or what here?
I always tell the Cheers story, the great Cheers episode. You know, these titles are what they are. You know, now when coaching, you see passing game coordinator, senior offensive assistant, blah, blah, blah. It's really, you know, I always joke, you know, when Kevin Petullo was associate head coach, or Jamal Singleton is still assistant head coach, you know, Sean Mannion's still ahead of them on the totem pole of the coaching staff. So that's what I would say to that. But, yeah, I wouldn't get too locked up into the titles other than, you know, from Howie's standpoint, Dom is the guy who spearheads the background on everybody. Which is a very important part of the process when it, you know, it involves people you're going to invest millions and millions of dollars on. So that would be his main role. It's not like he's doing personnel but, you know, he's in charge of the background and things of that nature, keeping everything. He's not the only one, but he's the guy who sort of leads it.
Right, there you go. Good stuff from Big Dom. I think everybody in Philly loves Big Dom. And then John obviously talked about John Ferrari as well. I think John Ferrari joined the Eagles in 2016. Dom DeSandro joined the Eagles in 1999. How about that, everybody? Almost 27 years now for Big Dom to be with the Philadelphia Eagles. He joined as assistant chief security officer under Butch Buccinico.
The legend. I was not here when Butch was here, but
he left in 2011. Yep.
Yeah, he's a legend. Yeah, around the organization, but and Dom took over for him. His role has since expanded greatly. Very loyal to Jeffrey Lurie. Obviously, that's when I said there's no way he's leaving. You know, anytime you see there's someone, he's, you know, somebody explained it to me like this, you know, when it, because everybody makes the mob connection because he's Italian and how he dressed, you know, everybody's got a guy. He's the guy for everything. Like you want to go to the Sixers game, you see everybody ringing the bell. He's right there. He's the guy setting that up, you know, Flyers game, Flyers, whatever, you know. He's the guy. So everybody's got a guy. If you want something and you're a player, you go to Dom.
Yeah, there you go. Big Dom. Shout out Big Dom. I happen to be a big fan of Big Dom. I freaking like Big Dom. John, how much does he mean to the organization? While we talk about him today, we're in the middle of the offseason here. We get a contract extension for Big Dom. I don't think he was going anywhere anyway. But let's just talk about him for a little bit. How much does he mean to this team? You know, it feels like his role has increased in the last couple years. You see him everywhere. Obviously, his legend grew because of some of the public-facing things that occurred, you know, with the sideline stuff. And, you know, now almost everybody in the NFL world knows of Big Dom. It doesn't feel like that was the case, you know, more a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But it is the case now. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like he's a big part of the Eagles organization, J-Mac.
No, he definitely is. You know, I when he did get suspended for the sort of sideline dust up, you know, they had the collapse, and I think a lot of people, you know, credit it because they didn't have big. I'm not going to go that far, but he is a big part of the organization. You know, as I said, he's very close to Jeffrey Lurie. He'll be the first to tell you Jeffrey bought him his house, so he's very loyal to Jeffrey.
Is that right? I didn't know that story.
Well, he means it by payment, you know.
Gotcha.
Because he's been so good to him over the years. So, I mean, if you go on the road, he's there. He's making sure that, you know, even the little things from – there's all these little, you know – incidents of fans trying to, it's happened a couple times. You saw the drunken guy ask a question of Doug Peterson the one time. I don't know if you remember that. Somebody got in the locker room somewhere and AJ's like, who's this guy? And ever since that happened, Dom will sit at the front of the locker room and say, all right, this guy's good. This guy's good. He'll do it personally. You know, he's almost, like I said, a jack of all trades. Whatever you need, he's going to perform. So, but his main role is obviously, you see the security. He's always next to Nick Sirianni. He's always next to Jeffrey when Jeffrey goes somewhere. That was where it started, obviously, as you mentioned with Butch. That was where it started. And from a personnel standpoint, the background checks, you know, logistical stuff, as I said, he takes care of the players' needs. You know, if you see John Clark at the airport interviewing whomever, Dom's going to be right behind them. If the camera doesn't focus in too closely. Basically, it's just, I don't know, other than jack of all trades, I can't come up with another explanation. It is a wide-ranging job that – you know, it overlaps the business end, the football end, and everything in between.
Yeah, no doubt, man. He the mystique of Big Dom, that was BS when they threw him off the sidelines for the rest of the regular season. I thought a one game suspension would do. They threw him off for the rest of the regular season, which made him get an additional job title, didn't it? So that he can be on the sidelines.
Yeah. Well, they made him part of the coaching staff. The problem is he wasn't part of the coaching staff. So from the NFL's perspective, you know, they didn't care until it became a thing. And then it was like, well, he's not on the coaching staff, so you got to take him off the field, essentially. And that's why the Eagles made him a part of the coaching staff. So that kind of tells you what they think of him, because they wanted him there and they fixed the issue.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real, tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
By making them. So when you see, if you go to the Eagles website, you know, you can, they'll have a front office directory, and he is part of the coaching staff along with his other jobs. As you said, he's got the longest job title in the history, in the history of the world.
Yeah. Pretty funny. All right. Big Dom. Good stuff, man. I'm a fan of Big Dom. He rocks the Kango too. So we got the Kango Cross up there. He's a Kango rocker too. I always watch. So we see Big Dom rocking the Kangos. Johnny Mac, good stuff there on the new contracts for Big Dom and for John Ferrari. I do expect writing more front office moves coming here, John. What are you expecting kind of coming up?
Yeah, definitely. You're going to see promotions, probably additions. You're definitely going to see additions. You're definitely going to see promotions. It'll be interesting. Who replaces who? Are you going to have another assistant GM? You know, who would that be? You know, how Alec was, I would say, if you're talking about football, so there's two sides to it, football operations and the scouting department. In football operations, I would say Alec was number two to Howie, and John would be 2B, and then probably next in line would probably be Bryce Johnston as the cap contract negotiator guy, and you lost two of them. So, you know, I do think Adam Berry will get one of those jobs. You know, maybe he's more equipped for assistant general manager than contract negotiation. I don't know. You know, Andrew, his twin brother, you know, his history is finance, so you would think he can do it. But those are positions that have to be filled. And then on the scouting side, you lose Jeff Scott, who was, you know, a senior personnel director, basically, you know, VP of player personnel, focused on the pro side. So you have to replace him. I do know Ben Ajalana, former player, one of the scouts is leaving after 4 years. So you're going to have to replace him. And there'll probably be other guys. If you're talking about, you know, the biggest names there, Chuck Walls, Alan Wolking, Dave Caldwell, Dave left for Florida. Joe Douglas is a former GM that's back. Matt Russell's a sort of GM that's been here for a while. He was technically vice president of player personnel with Denver for a long time. So I don't know if they're going to replace Dave. Phil Baia is probably in line for a promotion. He's a player personnel guy. So yeah, there'll be some moves on both sides of the spectrum.
Gonna be interesting to see what the Birds do to add to that front office. John, I'll ask you, what's your concern level? I guess that might be not the right word to use, but in that ballpark, on all these losses. You know, I've said before that I've seen a lot of them go, and I was concerned in the past, but it just seems like the Eagles keep chugging along with the great front office, and everybody else who leaves can't quite replicate the level of success that Howie and the Eagles have. But It is a lot of dudes. It's a lot of turnover at pretty high profile spots. You know, what is your level of concern on this being an impact on the Eagles front office, which has been probably the best in pro football for, I'd say, the last, you know, 7-8 years?
I think, you know, the longer you go, the more bodies, the more difficult it is. And now it's getting up to a significant level. Now, how he knows he's going to lose people and has sort of set up a system where guys underneath are being prepared for taking the step forward. So they're definitely prepared for it because they know how this league works. And, you know, just like Big said, we're a farm team. You know, Howie kind of thinks that they're a headhunting service for the rest of the league. So they definitely prepare for it. They definitely, you see, you know, just to use Joe coming back, and Dave, before he left, Dave Caldwell, Matt Russell, they always bring in these former general managers to be part of the scouting department. Now, the guys who are here that are in charge are Chuck Walls and Alan Wolking, who, you know, a lot of fans probably don't know. So they could be, if he wants to go from the scouting side, they could be assistant GMs to take the next step, one of those two. And then he could bring up Phil Baia, who is local guy. I think he's a Haddonfield guy, as a matter of fact. But, you know, played football in college. Smart guy. So they're prepared. But anytime, you know, I always say, anytime you got the copy, it's not as sharp as the original. So, I mean, the more people you lose, the more unlikely it is that you're going to be able to replace them all. But as long as you have the head of the snake, and that's Howie, I think you're going to be fine. But I don't think it helps because it's not like, you know, he can do everything by himself.
Right.
You know, he's got to delegate, and there's a lot of really smart people that have contributed to the Eagles' success that are now employed elsewhere.
Yeah, and if you're talking about not enough dudes, you know, in-house, or you might have to bring people in from out of house, that's different also than promoting guys who've seen the way you guys do it. So it will be interesting to see, John, how it all plays out for the Philadelphia Eagles front office. But John Ferrari, Big Dom, the latest news, they get the contract extension. Big shout out to Big Dom. And John Ferrari. All right. And John Ferrari. So good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, turn it over here to the NFL draft. I want to thank everybody for being here. All right. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel if you're not already. We appreciate all you guys for tuning in today and for being here. As always, you guys are such great listeners, and our audience is a very loyal audience. So we do appreciate all of you guys.